USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Ukraine's second largest city has been rocked by Russian shelling. Several are reportedly killed, while dozens more were injured. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky believes Russia is trying to pressure him into concessions. Delegations from both countries met on Monday for the first talk since Russia's invasion. After several hours, the two sides said they would meet again. Meanwhile, the General Assembly of the United Nations held its first emergency session in decades. Russia's UN mission was being expelled from the U.S. They were accused of spying. Five people were killed in a church in California. The Sacramento County Sheriff's Office suspects the three children under 15 years old were killed by their father, who took his own life. No immediate details were released about the fifth person. A spokesman says that the shooting is being called a domestic violence incident. This is USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you how much my feet hurt from time to time, and I've also told you how much I enjoy getting to work, because right here under my desk I have a pair of my slippers, Mike Lindell's new invention with patented fill, the MyPillow fill that, you know, he works in the pillow so well, comfort memory foam, patented impact gel, and it has an indoor-outdoor sole for all-day use. Right now, they are on sale. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, you will see MyPillow slippers at 50% off, but only for a limited time. Plus, you'll get Mike's softcover book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Use my promo code USA. Savings on overstock items, too, at MyPillow.com.
Europe's largest oil company says it will pull investments from Russia. Shell says it will exit a joint venture with Kremlin-owned Gazprom and related entities. The Dutch company also says it plans on ending involvement with Nord Stream 2, the pipeline to deliver natural gas to Western Europe. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz halted certifying the project after Russia invaded Ukraine. Shell joins BP, which announced on Sunday that it will sell its stake in Russian oil giant Rosneft. Republicans in Arizona want a judge to strike down the vote-by-mail system used by 90% of voters in the state. The lawsuit filed Friday argues that absentee voting is unconstitutional. At the very least, they are asking to get rid of the no-excuse absentee balloting system adopted in 1991. The suit is modeled on a similar lawsuit in Pennsylvania, where a court struck down the Commonwealth's two-year-old mail voting law. Democratic Governor Tom Wolf's administration is appealing the decision. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The search for the origin of COVID-19 continues.
After people like Dr. Rand Paul, the senator of Kentucky, has spent the last 2 years talking about the possibilities of virus enhancement or gain-of-function research, in an interview with Fox News, Moderna CEO Stéphane Bancel said that that is a possibility.
My scientists are looking into those data to see how accurate they are or not. As I've said before, the hypothesis of an escape from a lab by an accident is possible. You know, human makes mistakes. So is it possible that the Wuhan lab in China was working on viruses enhancement or gene modification, and then there was an accident where somebody was infected in the lab and then infected the families and friends? It is possible.
Two new studies that came out at the same time, one from the Chinese Center for Disease Control and Prevention and the other from the University of Arizona, both back up this information. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
On Wall Street Monday, the Dow was down 166 points, the Nasdaq was up 57 points, and the S&P 500 was off 11. Chris Licht has been appointed the future leader of CNN. He's running The Late Show with Stephen Colbert at the moment, but his news cred comes from running CBS This Morning and helping to create Morning Joe on MSNBC. Listen to news anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.